Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we're the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you can check out our complete suite of online courses designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that's really at the root of everything we do at Pleasure Mechanics and is one of our deeply held beliefs about sexuality and how we can all enjoy a better sex life. So Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
The listener writes, "My girlfriend thinks that great sex should come naturally, and that even listening to a podcast such as Speaking of Sex takes the romance out of sex. She thinks we shouldn't have to work at it, because that makes it work rather than pleasure. What do you think about the idea that great sex should come naturally and not be something we need to learn about or work at? Is there any truth to that idea?"
Well, I think that's a really interesting question, and it's one that a lot of people share. When we talk about what we do at cocktail parties or at conferences, some people will say things like, "Doesn't that make sex really clinical?" Or, "Whoa, you're like a boot camp for sex." And it's true. All of the work we do in all of our products...
I really love your other people voices, by the way.
And it's always interesting to respond to these statements because on one hand, it's true. We do offer videos and online courses that help you develop new sexual skills and take you to sexual realms that you couldn't access on your own. So we are, in a sense, like a boot camp for more sexual pleasure. But on the other hand, I don't think that there's anything clinical about it at all. And I don't think that there is anything wrong with learning more about sex in order to improve your sex life.
To start with, if everyone was having amazing sex naturally, quote unquote, and no one needed to learn more, then people would be having phenomenal sex across the globe easily. And we just know that that's not happening. So
right, quite the opposite, in fact.
Right. So there's something else to put in place to complement, to add on top of the natural, quote unquote, instinct of sex.
Yeah, one way to think about it is that most humans learn how to walk naturally. You can learn how to run naturally. Your basic genetic development allows you to learn these skills with very little help from outsiders. But that doesn't mean you can play all of the sports in the world without learning new skills.
At a high level.
Right. Learning how to walk does not make you a marathon athlete. It doesn't make you a professional basketball player. And learning new ways to use your body is what unlocks all of these games that humans have always loved to play throughout history and across cultures. There's more to being human than our natural instincts and reflexes that are built into our DNA.
Yeah, there's something really interesting where we take the natural ability that we have and then we layer on top practices, skills, and we cultivate the natural ability that we have to create something really phenomenal and extraordinary and skilled. Like, we know that Olympians train and really harness and use every element of their brain, their body, their spirit, their heart. You know, that's what creates champions, if you will. And it's totally applicable to sex, I think.
Right. And professional athletes not only train and develop skills on their own, but they also have coaches who watch them from an outside perspective and make recommendations and give them training programs in order to improve their specific skills. And they work in teams to create certain experiences together. And all of these things are what make sports and gaming possible. And taking it back to the sex realm, I think that, sure, humans can naturally learn how to have an erect penis and insert it into a hole. And that's maybe what the species needs for reproduction. But as a human species, over thousands of years, we have elevated sex into a totally different dimension than basic mating and reproduction. We use sex to communicate love, to establish intimacy, to create family groups, to experience pleasure and catharsis and transcendence.
And ecstasy.
Ecstasy and euphoria and rapture, even. And if you want to experience sex on these levels beyond basic mating, then yeah, you need training. You need to learn how to harness your body's natural abilities to elevate it to an art form. And that's what we're all about. We are taking you beyond a basic mating insertion pattern and into the art form of making love, into the realm where there is limitless pleasure, where you can communicate your deepest emotional feelings for someone through touch, where you can nourish and nurture a relationship and keep your family strong through the act of touch and making love. So if you're on board with those goals, then you're in the right place. And I think it's not going to drain the romance out of sex. It's going to tighten it to a whole new level of pleasure and intimacy.
Beautifully said. I love your mini sermons. There's something very romantic about, with a partner, choosing to go deeper in learning the skills and practices to take one another higher, as it were. Like, there's something glorious about that. There's nothing clinical about that.
Right. I think it's interesting that when someone devotes themselves to learning a skill like cooking, we revere them and they're a chef and how awesome it is that they're so good at cooking and they can prepare these dishes that are amazing and treats to behold. And yet when you devote yourself to learning about sex, there's something weird about it. Why is that?
Yeah, I think when people choose to cook, you know, you go into people's homes and there's tons of cookbooks. There's
specialized equipment.
Yeah, people are practicing. They're trying out new things. Of course, we can cook to eat for nourishment at a really basic level, like
rice and beans every night.
That's a choice. You can do that. And if you want to create cooking and eating as a real pleasure and a sensual joy that you include in your life, then you have to invest some time. And it's a hobby. It's not work. It's a pleasure. Those people that choose to take that on enjoy that process of learning and experimenting and fine-tuning and sharing it with others and then talking about it. Did you like that? What else would you have added? Like, it's a joyful hobby. So there is some element of work in the sense that you are putting effort and attention and energy into it, but I don't think it feels like labor in the way that we think of paid work or something. You know, it's a different experience. It's a hobby.
Right, and many people have hobbies where they put in focused work and attention and financial resources and time investment in order to experience something. And maybe that's rebuilding a vintage motorcycle in your garage. And that doesn't mean you're a mechanic and you're doing it as a job and it's work. It means that you have a love for this machine and you're going to devote the resources to have the ride of a lifetime on this machine. And if you think about sex as a hobby, then all of the work, quote unquote, of learning new skills, getting new information, exploring new perspectives, all of the resources we offer to you at pleasuremechanics.com become a wealth of information in order to get you to the place of having the erotic experience that you want. And I think this is a key point in everything we do, is that we believe you don't have to be satisfied and complacent in your sex life. It doesn't just happen to you. You're not a victim of your sexual circumstances. You have the power to create the sex life that you want to have. You don't just have to fantasize about the sex life you would have if you were in a different body or in a different relationship or if things were different in your life. You can actually take action steps in order to experience those things that you most desire. And once you get your head around that and you start thinking about sexual goals and sexual outcomes that you want to experience and the specific kinds of erotic experiences that interest you, then a whole new world opens up and all of a sudden you have the power to do something about it and to create the sex life you want with your partner in your relationship. And I think this is where everything hinges. It's where you go from just being a victim of your life to being empowered to enjoy the kind of sex life that you deserve. And that word deserve is kind of a funny one, but I think everyone, every human, no matter what you look like, no matter your financial resources, no matter your physical abilities, everyone can have a fulfilling, beautiful sex life that is a primary part of your happiness in this world and that fuels your creativity and your other work so you can contribute to the human race. I think it's a central part of being alive. And when you claim it and activate it and do something to create the sex life that you want, everything in your life changes.
And I think to get to that point, there is a certain amount of work that has to be done, right? We live in a culture that doesn't appreciate sex authentically. Like, we have the facade of being very sex focused, but it's an illusion. There's not the real substance. And you have to kind of undo, we each have to undo a lot of shame and guilt in order to get to the places where we can really enjoy and honor sexuality, because that's not what we're taught. And so there is an element of internal work and then work with your partner that has to be done in order to, I think, really experience the kind of ecstatic states that we know are possible. So that is part of elevating sex from a base kind of experience to a beautiful one.
I think you make a really interesting point that learning about sex and making sex a hobby is not just physical skills. Mm. It's also deep emotional work and undoing centuries of guilt and shame that have been attached to sexuality. And, you know, we often sit around and think about what would an ideal sex culture look like? What would a world without any guilt, any shame, any sexual violence, any sexual trauma, what would it feel like to exist in that world? But that is searching for a nirvana that we are so far away from as a culture. And so given the reality of the sexual legacy we've inherited and the sexual culture we live in, yes, there is work to be done for all of us to uncover the true potential of our sexuality. And so that's why we do what we do. That's what we're devoted to providing for you, is a safe place, a resource, a trusted friendship where you can learn with us. And I say with us, not from us, because we are also on the path of learning and will be for the rest of our lives.
Because it's in an infinite field. Like, there's never any limit to the kind of sexual pleasure you can have and experience. And if you think that, then I think you're hitting a barrier. So, yeah, we seek to constantly...
And isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I constantly want to learn. I mean, to expand our experience as individuals and as a couple. I think that's really essential. And I think that that's really romantic. I think this idea of romance is something we really need to think and talk more about, maybe on this podcast, but the idea that naturalness and that ease and that
it just
chemistry,
happens to you.
These sorts of things, that's what creates romance, I think is an illusion. I think that real romance is something that happens when we deeply love and care about someone or paying attention to them. So there's nothing in a way more romantic than devoting yourself to learning about what your lover wants, what they would like more of, knowing that that's constantly changing. So you need to keep bringing your awareness and attention to the ever-evolving being that's in front of you and in your bed.
Right, and that happens on so many levels. You know that your wife likes foot massages, so you could just rub her toes a little bit, or you could learn how to give an amazing professional level foot massage, so every minute you spend rubbing her feet is that much more effective and that much more pleasurable and gives her better results. What a gift to choose to spend half an hour learning how to give a good foot massage for a lifetime of better foot rubs. If you want to learn how to be more dominant in bed, you can learn how to do that and learn how to give a great erotic spanking and give her access to erotic states that she wouldn't have otherwise. So yeah, what is more romantic than devoting a little bit of your time and attention to developing skills to be a better lover? And that also happens on the emotional level. Learning how to be a more patient lover, learning how to listen better, learning how to talk and communicate about your desires so you can get to the bottom of what you want to experience in the first place. These are all beautiful romantic acts.
I was just going to add to that, learning how to empty your mind so that when you're touching your lover, you're not thinking about dishes and to-do lists. Like, it's a real art to learn to be present to touching another person's body.
Absolutely. So why not learn how to have a better sex life? I think this idea that it makes it less romantic or it makes it clinical is a bit of a excuse when you're intimidated or afraid by devoting yourself as a student of the arts of sexuality.
I think it's a very common idea, this concern about work and learning more about sexuality. And I hope that these sorts of ideas around thinking about sex like a sport or as a hobby gives you a different perspective that can kind of unpack that idea of work as bad and learning as work. Can we just add one more metaphor in?
We love metaphors around here.
I just want to bring in the musician that plays and practices their chords again and again and again in order to create something that is beautiful art. I think that is an essential part of creating excellence, and we understand that you have to do those skills in order to create exquisite art.
So. Exactly. Or with a painter, you see the finished product and you're like, how the hell did they paint such a beautiful thing? But then if you go into the archives of the museum where they have all of the sketches, you realize that they have sketched that pose 100 times perhaps and worked on the nuances of it so that that final painting looks flawless and perfect and is their vision come to life. And when you're working with some of our video guides, you can either watch them alone again and again until those strokes become part of how your hands naturally move when they touch your lover's body. Some lovers put the videos on and practice in real time and can give each other feedback about each stroke, which they find the most pleasurable, where they need more or less pressure, how quickly or slowly they want to be touched in certain parts of their body. And when you do those kinds of practices together, I guarantee you, you're going to have better sex for the rest of your life. And that is definitely worth putting 15 minutes in a few times a week for a couple weeks in order to change the way you make love for the rest of your lives together and to develop that sexual confidence. And what cooler goal, I think, than to become a sexual artist or a sexual athlete? Whatever metaphor you prefer, master the skills of making love, and you're in a very cool and elite crowd of people who have devoted themselves to this, and you can become one of the world's best lovers, because most people aren't thinking about these things at all and are just fumbling through and are satisfied with a very low level of pleasure and an unsatisfying sex life and don't ever give themselves the gift of creating a better sex life. So join the few and the proud of sexual athletes around the world. We should have a badge.
Perfect.
And I think another important element here is to realize that there's no one way to be a great lover. There's no one way to have a great sex life. So think about how many sports humans play. Everything from archery to rugby. Those two sports have very little in common when you think about it, but there are two different ways of being in your body, of training your mind and your body to create a certain outcome, and different people are drawn to different sports. And so you can sit on your couch and be totally sedentary and totally disconnected from your body and use the excuse that, you know, exercise isn't for me, I don't want to be a rugby player. But if you allowed yourself to think about what you did want to experience and started walking around the block and then you start running and then all of a sudden you're a triathlete, that a whole new life opens up for you that wouldn't be possible if you thought that there was only one way to be an athlete. And so I think it takes a spirit of curiosity and an open-mindedness to explore what is an authentic sexual expression for you. What does your ideal sex life look like? And then you can take baby steps, step by step, towards that experience, towards that life you want to lead. And so learning and developing skills and taking on new perspectives is an invitation for you to lead your best life possible in the bedroom and out.
I think it's also really essential to remember that learning new things, learning new skills in any area of life doesn't necessarily mean that you're fixing something that's broken. If you're going into learning more about sex because you think you're a bad lover and sex isn't working, then that's a really different context than I want to learn more about sex because I want to expand the pleasure that's possible for us as a couple. Those are really different contexts, and I think that they change everything. So I think it's so important to just really take in the idea that learning more does not mean you're fixing something that is broken.
Yeah, it's interesting. We do get emails from so many individuals and couples who are in despair because they think their sex life is totally broken and they feel victimized by it and they just feel totally despondent and are looking to us for a rescue, really. And in my correspondence with them, when I start unpacking what's going on, there's actually much more that's working than that's broken. They love each other. They want to give each other pleasure. They care about one another. And there are just little things that they can adjust and learn together in order to change their sex life and change the way they feel about one another in bed. And when I give them this message that actually there's a lot working for you already and you're doing great and you could just use a few little adjustments, then their attitudes change and they all of a sudden realize how much is going right. So don't approach the idea of learning new sexual skills with the what's wrong mentality. Think about it more as optimizing and expanding and opening the horizons of your sexual repertoire, because then it's an adventure. Then it's a journey into more pleasure. And you can look at your current sex life as a great foundation for what more is possible. And we are here for you to guide you every step of the way as you do this very pleasurable work, as you learn new sexual skills, as you expand your own idea of what is possible for you in the bedroom.
And remember, if you want support in learning new skills and taking your sex life to the next level of pleasure and satisfaction, that is what we are all about. And we have a whole series of multimedia courses that can support you in learning these new skills and doing so in the comfort of your own home, at your own pace, in your own time, as works for you. So we've really designed them to support you in being the best lover that you can be. One of the amazing things about improving and learning skills, physical skills in people's sex life, is that so often there are really small tweaks that make a huge difference. And I think this is one of these really inspiring things, is that sometimes it doesn't take moving mountains to really amp up your sex life. It is just a few small physical adjustments that can make a really big difference to one or both of your pleasures. And that is so inspiring and exciting because it can be simple and easy. So just want to add that in our experience of observing people improving their sex life, that there is a lot of hope and there is a lot of access to more pleasure simply.
And that's really our role as professionals and as coaches and as educators, is to provide you with those simple tools, those proven strategies, so you can make great leaps and strides in your pleasure capacity. And that's what all of our video guides and online courses are designed to do, is give you those amazingly simple yet effective strategies that you can adopt and transform your sex life. And the beautiful outcome as well is that you gain sexual confidence. And so just like a professional athlete does their drills and does all of their practice sessions so they can be ready on game day to really go on the court with confidence and know what they're there to do, and they can call upon the muscle memory so they can hit that 3-point shot every time, your devotion to learning new sexual skill will create positive feedback loops so that every time you make love, you develop more sexual confidence, and then you can have more fun playing the game of love. You can approach your lover's body with this sense of, I know exactly what to do to turn you on. I know how to pay attention to your pleasure to take you higher. And that fumbling, the insecurity, all of that melts away and you discover who you are as a confident lover. And that is a gift everyone should have.
I love it.
You'll find all of these amazing resources over at pleasuremechanics.com. We are here to guide you every step of the way. We believe in you and your ability to become a masterful lover. And we welcome you to the club of sexual athletes and artists that really choose to create an amazing sex life, skill by skill, stroke by stroke, conversation by conversation. Welcome to the club.
Yes.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte. We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.